You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
So lately I've been thinking more and more about protection. Protection's essential, right, for your property and your money. And sure, you've got the Second Amendment for that, but what about your finances? I benefit from understanding the value of owning gold versus relying on paper money. That's why with every opportunity I get, I buy real gold and silver. I can hold it in my hand, my safe, and my IRA. I buy my gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group. Many Americans who share the same concerns trust the Oxford Gold Group for their gold and silver needs. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help. They're more than happy to answer all your questions, and they have a gold and silver investment package they can send to you for free. Reach out to the Oxford Gold Group today by dialing #250 on your cell phone and saying the keyword gold IRA. Again, dial #250, say that keyword gold IRA. Just dial right now for the Oxford Gold Group. Dial #250 on your cell phone. Say the keyword gold IRA.
Larry Elder here. I want to talk to you about Tom in Texas, who wrote in about his experience with 100% drug-free Relief Factor. He's in his late 80s now, and he's one of those really active guys you sometimes hear about. Rides a bicycle, works as a flight instructor. Not all that long ago, he thought he might finally have to stop. Lower back and hip pains were after him all the time, it seemed. He'd heard about Relief Factor, but it took some convincing for him to try it. He was skeptical. Lots of people are before they've tried Relief Factor. Thank goodness he did, because Tom's pain is gone now. My friend and I take Relief Factor. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried it, and about 70% of them go on to order more. If you're looking for a way to get out of pain, please give Relief Factor a try and see what it can do. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com, that's ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasting.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden and Vladimir Putin will speak on Thursday as the Russian leader has stepped up his demands for security guarantees in Eastern Europe. The White House National Security Council spokeswoman says the two leaders will be discussing a range of topics. The talks come as the U.S. and Western allies have watched the buildup of Russian troops near the border of Ukraine grow to an estimated 100,000. That's fueled fears that Moscow is preparing to invade Ukraine. The Pentagon on the offensive after a cascade of Republican lawmakers have pushed back over a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for service members.
The issue has quickly snowballed since early last month when Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt tipped off the battle over who calls the shots in enforcing the requirements for National Guardsmen. Now, Texas is the seventh state to declare that they will not impose the mandate on their National Guard. The Biden administration's vaccine mandate has become a hot-button issue in the military since Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced in late August that it would be applied to all defense personnel. But Republican lawmakers have repeatedly called for the department to rescind the requirement, arguing or backing a range of claims, including Stitt's stance that the mandate is unconstitutional and will hurt national security. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, correspondent Julie Walker reports the decision by the CDC to recommend shortening COVID isolation from 10 days to 5 drawing praise from some, criticism from others.
The lobbying group Airlines for America applauded the move. Staffing shortages from COVID have led to thousands of flight cancellations, but the head of a flight attendants union criticized it, saying it could lead businesses to pressure sick employees to come back. And if that happens, Sarah Nelson says, we will make clear it's an unsafe work environment, which will cause a much greater disruption than any staffing shortages.
Meanwhile, new cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. have now soared to the highest level on record, at over 265,000 per day on average. More at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated. Both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. The Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroVerde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The most powerful Nevadan ever elected to federal office and the longest-serving U.S. senator in the Silver State history has passed away. Harry Reid died yesterday afternoon after a four-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Reid spent 30 years in the U.S. Senate, including four terms as majority leader. The Nevada Democrat led the charge in blocking Yucca Mountain as a nuclear waste dump, worked closely with then-President Barack Obama to pass the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. McCarran International Airport's name was recently changed to honor the Nevada political icon, which came from humble beginnings in Searchlight, Nevada. It's now known as Harry Reid International Airport. Harry Reid was 82 years of age. Well, the holiday break may have been good for the Golden Knights as they posted an easy win over L.A., the Kings, 6-3 last night, moving the Golden Knights into the top spot in the Western Division with 42 points. And both Clark County and Nevada's COVID-19 numbers continue to rise. The 14-day test positivity rate is now at 9.4%.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, as we take a look at our traffic cams right now, watch for some left shoulder activity. That's Interstate 15 northbound at the exit ramp at Sahara. And those lane restrictions continue on the 515 both directions. Between Main Street and Eastern, only two lanes available through there.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. as long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And welcome in. It is another edition of Live and Local. And yes, it's yours truly, Jim Dallas, sitting in for a few minutes for Kevin Wall. Yeah, I know. In the era of COVID, and I'm not saying anybody has COVID because they probably don't, but you got to be resilient. You got to go to your number three quarterback. And that's who I'm going to be playing today, at least for the next few minutes anyway, as we wait for Kevin Wall's appearance on his own show. So we expect that anytime. We do have a great lineup here today when Kevin gets here in just a few minutes. Steve Sansom is going to be calling in at the bottom of the hour, and he's the president of the Veterans in Politics International Club. And I'm sure that there's going to be some things that we need to learn from Steve in just a few minutes. And then at the top of the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from Mayor John Lee, who, of course, is running for governor in the state of Nevada. And he, of course, is he's been here before, and he's running for a position that we need desperate leadership. And certainly with the Republicans, which are running, they're going to whittle it down eventually. And who knows, maybe Mayor John Lee is the man to be the governor of the state of Nevada. So that's at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. And then at the top of the 2 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, Michael McDonald. So he'll be sitting in the chair as well. So we got a great show lined up here for you. Kevin will be here in just a few minutes. Pat couldn't come today. He's feeling ill. So we wish you well, Pat. And, of course, the show goes on. So if you want to chime in on the death of Harry Reid, of course, Harry Reid has been around for a long time in this state. And, of course, I remember in 98, I moved to Nevada in 96, and he ran for his Senate seat in 1998 against John Ensign. And if you'll recall, John Ensign, he barely lost to Harry Reid. In 1998, it was something like a 500-vote differential between the two. And it was very, very close. And that's really how close Harry Reid was to being removed from the U.S. Senate. He arrived in the mid to late 80s and came within 500 votes of being defeated. But since then, of course, he went on to become the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, the Senate Majority Leader. And, of course, when the Republicans took over, he was the Senate Minority Leader. But he made some controversial moves that a lot of people feel that has changed the U.S. Senate, and with the filibuster rule. And that's how Trump, he got three in just 4 years Supreme Court nominations approved. Incredible. Something that has never been done well, such speed and efficiency, at least from the conservative Republican perspective. So you look at the career, though, of Harry Reid, and, okay, Yucca Mountain. We could debate about that issue for a long time. There were a lot of people that were against Yucca Mountain and shipping all of the radioactive materials from the nuclear power plants across the country. I think there's a little over 100 of them. And what they were going to do is they were going to train it in, ship it in through the train service. And it would have gone very, very close to Las Vegas, and there were a lot of people that didn't feel comfortable. Now, let's be honest here. When you're traveling on the freeway and you see a big truck up there with the big poison sign on the side, you kind of wonder what they're hauling. Well, there were a lot of people that felt that the nuclear waste was a real negative. It would take away from this beautiful state, and maybe there would be a nuclear disaster of some sort with this nuclear waste. So there were a lot of people that felt that, hey, we don't want it. But there were a lot of people that said, hey, you spent how many billions of dollars to build this facility at Yucca Mountain? It's way out in the middle of the desert. I mean, if you can't put it out in the middle of nowhere, in nowhere, Nevada, where can you put nuclear waste? It seems to me that you have urban centers where they have the nuclear waste. These urban centers are, it would be more dangerous, you would think, there than it would be elsewhere. Now, what I'd like to do right now as we wait for Kevin, you're listening to Live and Local. Yours truly, Jim Dallas, sitting in for a few minutes till Kevin gets here. And the thing about today's show, I mean, we've got great, great guests. But if you have a memory or something in the background of Harry Reid that you would like, and we don't have to be nasty. Come on, we're conservatives. We're not nasty like that. I don't wish death on anyone. But today is a day where we look back and we can say, hey, you know, maybe he was a good guy at certain things. Nobody is a 100% perfect human being. So, well, one, but that's a different issue for a different day. But if you have a Harry Reid story or something that you would like to share, that is welcome here in the next few minutes as we sit here. Also, the great John Madden. I mean, here is a guy that really reinvented just about everything. I remember as a kid, this big, burly guy on the sidelines, he's got his tie on and he's running up and down and yelling at officials. And you have Al Davis, just win, baby, the owner of the Raiders back then, who, remember, Al Davis was the head coach of the Raiders before John Madden was. And he was the one that hired John Madden. And he went on for 10 years. Can you believe that he won 103 football games in a 10-year span? So you run the math on that. And he still, to this day, that's the minimum, the cutoff point for all head coaches. He's got 103 wins, a .759 winning percentage. 103 wins, 32 losses, one tie in his 10 seasons as the head coach of the Raiders. So he made it to the Hall of Fame in 2006. But that was just the beginning of John Madden's legacy. And I do have some clips here from John Madden ad-libbing, and I thought I'd share a little with you some of his best announcing moments with Pat Summerall. And another bit of trivia, when John Madden got into the broadcasting booth, he was teamed with Vin Scully. I mean, another bigger-than-life broadcaster. Of course, was with the Dodgers for over 50 years. But he worked for NBC back then. And John Madden worked for all four of the networks at some point. He even worked for ESPN. But he got into a broadcast. He worked with several different play-by-play announcers. But when they matched Pat Summerall with John Madden, it was the best team probably, maybe ever, in football broadcasting. And to get those of you who are not really football fans and you're wondering why are people making such a big deal out of this guy, I mean, not only that, did he have a Hall of Fame career as a coach, he should be a Hall of Fame broadcaster. And then he goes on and uses his name and influence in EA Sports, which, of course, has an arena right across the street from the radio station at the Luxor, because people are playing Madden football. So, I mean, that just kind of gives you a little background of the man, but it was just the way he was such a personality. His commercials, you know, less filling, tastes great. You remember those? And tough actin, tin actin. A lot of things. But it was his color commentary that really it entertained people in the lull of a game, which, of course, every game does have a certain lull to it. But here's just a little sampling of some of John Madden's best announcing moments and how out of left field some of these comments can be.
Didn't get up above or something. I don't know why they're underneath it. Notice Pat Troy Aikman's trying to grow a beard, and he just can't do it. I mean, you know, the blonde-haired guys, a lot of them have trouble, but I can't even. I'm looking as close as I can, and I can't see any beard. But he's been. That's a four-day beard, isn't it?
It's a passive attempt.
It's very, very passive.
Here's Terry Allen. Out to about the 20. There it is.
Now, here it is, but see, I mean, he got a little in here and a little up there here, but he doesn't have anything here at all. Watch, when you take it off, he doesn't have anything going on.
He's drawing
up
on the telestrator.
Give him time. He just had his 29th birthday.
I know, but I don't think he's doing a very good. I'd quit. I mean, you know, I mean, like if you've been working out for like 4 days and that's all you get and the going gets tough, if it's that tough, just quit.
That's just a sampling of John Madden and some of the off-the-wall comments that he had. Let's jump to the phones here and talk to Frank. Frank, welcome. You're on Live and Local.
Dallas, you just happen to have that voice that makes anybody feel welcome, if you choose to do so. As far as Whorehouse Harry Reid, by his own admonition, coming up in a den of an inequity, and the late great Jerry Doyle would
yes.
quote him with his own words. You knew that.
Yes.
I've heard it well spoken that don't speak ill of the dead. So I'm going to move off that. And
good. Yeah, because we're not that way. I mean, we're not like liberals and you know. Good, I hope you die, that kind of thing. You know, no need to carry grudges, right?
Well, my body took a dump on me, Dallas, and I wanted to have a bucket list, and my bucket list was from 1920, when the talkies started, when they became talkies from the silent movies, to watch the classics. And by the way, we haven't had too many classics the last 30 years, comparatively speaking.
True.
But one of the greatest lines I ever heard was, "Sometimes grudges are all a man has left to keep." And that was from a movie. But I'm not going to dwell. I'm not going to be a dweller. Moving on to Madden. He was just a natural salesman. Some people, you know, if you can sell ice to an Eskimo, you can make a living in this country, a good living. But my friends, you hear me quibbling, my college educated, my engineers, they don't compare to the guys, the top two guys from my graduating class that got into sales. Well, now they're executive managers and stuff, and they're trying to teach people how to sell. But Madden was
the kind of guy that he was in a plane crash early in his life, and that's why he vowed that he would never fly in an airplane again, and he kept true to that commitment. And the Madden Cruiser, we haven't even mentioned that. The Madden Cruiser was...
Him and Pat Summerall, by the way, they committed to not... They both quit drinking at the same time, and I don't want to quit drinking, as you'll notice, but I do want to say, if you want a poster child for the word affable, who can top Madden? Put that out to your listeners. Who can top Madden as the poster child for affable? God bless you and Merry Christ Mass. He was born under the sign of the fish, so we can say that till March. Bye-bye, buddy.
That's good stuff. All right, yeah, take care, Frank. All right, if you want to chime in here, maybe you have some thoughts that you would like to express. The great John Madden has passed, and our very own from Nevada, Harry Reid, as well. So if you want to chime in, our number's open. It's live and local. Jim Dallas sitting in for a few minutes. Kevin will be here, the host of the show, in just a few minutes. Don't go anyplace. Our number is 702-866-6700. Back in a few.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious, COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the